Welcome to Going Rogue Money Ministry. Align your values and finances, live your ideal lifestyle. I'm your host, Melissa Myers, number one best-selling author, entrepreneur, wealth manager, and CFP professional, along with Holly Urbanek, podcast producer and co-host. Does thinking about money cause unnecessary stress in your life? Are you tired of feeling anxious, guilty, or embarrassed about your financial situation? Do you struggle with imposter syndrome or feel financially trapped? We're women empowering women because we've been there. We'll bring you inspiration, motivation, education, and activation strategies for living a more fulfilled lifestyle. You're in the right pod if you're ready to feel good about your life and your finances. Welcome to our empowered community. Ready to go rogue?
Welcome, Donna, to the Going Rogue Money Ministry. I am so excited to be here and to have you as our guest because you just celebrated a very huge accomplishment yesterday. Can you share with us what that was?
Absolutely. I am a co-author of a fabulous best-selling book. We literally hit bestseller status yesterday, and it's The Financial Trendsetters. Ladies, we are breaking the mold and paving the way for women to build wealth.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations, Donna, number one bestseller and co-author. It's such a privilege to have you here. And what a great accomplishment. I am so proud of you.
And thank you. And I know you participated in that as well. So kudos to you.
She sure did.
Thank you.
Well, we're all about celebrating each other's successes. So it's super nice to be able to celebrate yours. And I'll get to your bio here in a second. But for those listening, the thing about Donna and my relationship is that we were in a coaching mentorship program together. It's been about 4 years, if I go back in time correctly. And the neat thing is that we're all about collaboration and learning and growing. And we're not about competition because we could say, look at each other and say, yeah, we're competitors, but we're so much more than that. We're friends, we're colleagues, and we are both Delta Zeta sisters. That's a neat commonality that we found. And let's get to it, Donna. Let's celebrate you here on the podcast today. For those of you joining us, Donna is a trailblazer committed to revolutionizing women's financial futures. With over two decades of expertise as a financial advisor, wealth builder, certified divorce financial analyst, and divorce financial mediator, Donna is unwavering in her mission to empower women across all life stages. Donna is quoted as having said, "I'm dedicated to dispelling financial uncertainty for women and guiding them toward self-reliance." So necessary. Donna's approach dismantles the historical disparity in women's financial engagement. Her tailored financial plans acknowledge diverse roles and goals, from early career challenges to life's complex transitions. She champions a paradigm shift. A man is not a financial plan. She says it way cuter in her southern jaw. Fostering independence and confidence is what Donna does, as well as run two successful businesses. Money Matters Wealth Solutions, where she focuses on all things money, and Navigating Divorce, where her focus is on divorce financial mediation. She routinely offers educational works for women and frequently speaks to women's organizations. And you will be able to connect with Donna in all of her links will be on the show notes here for the podcast. So Donna, welcome. And let's get right to it here. I have a serious question, and I am your peer, your colleague, but I don't actually know the difference between a CDFA and a divorce financial mediator. Can you enlighten me and those listening?
Absolutely. So a mediator is somebody who is actually trained to help any number of people come to a problem resolved. That's it. You guys, whatever the issue is, we're actually working as a third party neutral, not representing either party, but helping the two of you come to a mutually agreeable conclusion. So that when we're mediating, I'm actually working with a couple to help them make smart decisions about how they're going to divide all of their assets so that nobody is walking away miserable. Now, if we flip the coin and look at working with a CDFA, the only difference is that we're actually working with somebody as they're going through the divorce process, typically a litigated process, and we're helping one of the party understand what the financial implications will be on any settlement offer that they may receive. So using the same skill sets, but just a different twist in how we're partnering with the client.
Okay. What should we know if somebody needed to hire you? Mm-hmm. How do they get through the process of knowing what's needed and what they should be prepared for and at what point it is the right time to engage your services?
The great question, and one that I get asked routinely. They're like, I don't know how to use you. I know I need you, but what's the best way? So I actually spoke with a couple yesterday. They're wanting to divorce. They do not want to, you know, fight. They're pretty amicable in all of the decision making. And they're kind of like, well, do I need to hire you to do the divorce financial analysis, or do we just need you to mediate for us? So when you're distinguishing between just the number crunching and the divorce financial planning versus mediation, the qualifier there is that if you're mediating, both parties have to be willing to step up and engage in the process and have full disclosure, transparency, honesty, play nice, not be argumentative and such. So if either of the parties is not willing to do that, then it's a no-go. So in that situation, we could always default to the divorce financial planning. So I could go on and on about what that might look like and when to actually engage. With most women that come into my world now, they've either just started the divorce process or they're thinking about it. So I always enjoy working with women prior to them actually even going to an attorney, because when they come to me first, what they're doing is they're getting their head around all of the financial information that they need to be gathering. So when they do meet with an attorney, they're much more prepared. So when you're divorcing, you're in this constant state of overwhelm, and it's an emotional, you know, time. So anything that we can do to get people organized and to get them focused on the analytical stuff versus the emotional stuff, they're always much more effective when they're working with their attorneys. So I tell women all of the time, don't wait until after you've hired your divorce attorney and you're three quarters of the way through. Reach out to me earlier. I can make a big difference and probably even save you money in working with your divorce attorneys.
I'm curious, Donna, too, like you said, going through that whole process with you is an emotional process and can be difficult to navigate. What is your why? How did you decide that, hey, I want to specialize in this? And how do you navigate that being not burdensome or taxing for you? Where do you find your purpose?
Oh, that's a great question too. So I will tell you, I was divorced years and years ago. I can say today I am successfully and happily married, and we're celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary this year. So but what got me involved in this divorce market is having the certification, the divorce certification. I was actually pulled to it because women were being referred to me by divorce attorneys after the divorce was finalized. All of the decisions had already been made, and there was no do-over. Once those decisions are made, you're stuck with them. But what I was finding is that a lot of times they truly did get the short end of the stick. They may have totally not addressed the fact that their now ex-spouse has a pension. They didn't even talk about, you know, how they were going to pay for the kids' extracurricular activities. So I thought there's got to be a way for me to have an impact in this conversation. So that's when I found the certification for the divorce work. So once I got that certification, I was in a position that I could go to attorneys and say, hey, you know the law. I know the money. I know the tax implications. So let's collaborate so that I can start working with this woman before the decision's actually made. And my passion for that is that I see so many women, we're smart, we raise families, we have, you know, businesses that we're running, all of the things, we do everything, but we oftentimes put our head in the sand when it comes to our own money. And it's not an if we're going to be on our own, but statistically speaking, every one of us has a high probability of either divorcing or being widowed. So that's where my passion is. It's kind of like, you don't have to know how to do my job and be an expert in the financial world, but you do have to know enough to know that you need to take action and hire somebody that you can work with, that you trust to guide you along the way.
Yeah. Once the proceeding is complete, you can't go back and undo it very easily and unwind it. Are there some other pitfalls in the divorce process that you can speak to help people that are in that contemplation state, or maybe even somebody who's actually right now really happy and has no plans, no idea that a divorce could be forthcoming? What would you advise that listener?
Two totally different conversations. I'm going to talk with the one that doesn't see divorce on the horizon and say, remember, you may be happy today. Like I just said, 30 years married and totally happy. Who knows what might happen tomorrow. But today you want to, even if you're not the driver of the train with the money stuff, you've got to understand where everything is, who's doing what, who's paying what you're spending, what your income is, because your husband could die tomorrow, or you could decide that you want to divorce, or he may decide that for you. So even if you're totally happy today, have an understanding of all of the financial stuff so that you're not left in shock and not knowing what to do. Now, on the folks that are thinking about divorce or in the process of it, the workshop that I do really addresses several common financial pitfalls that women encounter when they're divorcing. I will tell you that one of the most common is wanting desperately to keep their marital home for a variety of reasons, and wanting that without understanding what's required to make that happen. So just to elaborate a little bit on that, she may already be on the mortgage for the home. She may be on the deed to the home. All of that's wonderful. But the day that she says, I want to keep this house, what she has to do is to determine how much equity is in the home, how much is she going to have to buy out for her husband. So let's say you've got $200,000 in equity. Well, if I want to keep the home, that means I need to be able to provide $100,000 to him. And guess what? That can't be an existing marital asset, because I'm giving him something that's already half his. So typically what happens is that woman, number one, she's going to have to get that mortgage refinanced, because right now it's in joint name and he's leaving the conversation. So the mortgage is going to have to be refinanced in just her name. That leads to the question of, does she qualify? Does she make enough money to get qualified for that new mortgage? And then on top of that, if she's got to buy her spouse out, can she afford to add an extra $100,000 onto the mortgage? Is she going to be able to qualify for it? Is she going to be able to manage the payments in addition to maintaining all of the property associated with the home? So that one item is common. And I will tell you, it's typically women with young school-age children. They just say, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to, you know, pull my children out of their current school system or move. You know, we'll keep them here and make it work. But it's not quite that simple.
I'm glad that you are available as a resource to help them navigate that and understand the potential consequences of those types of decisions. And I know that they're in much better positions because they seek your advice and ask for help. I had a question. In terms of divorces, oftentimes we think that more than likely it's the man who's the breadwinner and that the woman is in a disadvantaged state. What advice do you have for the women in the relationships where they're the breadwinner, and how can they prepare and navigate a divorce where they're likely going to be in a different situation just because of the outflow to their support?
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the thing, is that we have stereotypically said, you know, the wife is the homemaker or not the major breadwinner. And that's not the case as much now. And we women are just, we're earning more and we're in the workforce more. So that's inevitable. But the reality is everything that I'm coaching a female client on that is not the breadwinner, I would be coaching the breadwinner on as well. But the look is defining what it's costing you to live and being very clear on what that is and understanding what it's going to cost your ex-spouse to live post-divorce, because you're probably going to end up having to pay alimony. And if there are young children, minors, you may end up having to pay child support to him as well. So it's understanding the same divorce financial analysis goes into play, because we have to identify what are all of the income sources, what's it costing each of you to live, and what are the assets that we have to divide. Now, if I'm representing that woman as a CDFA, you know, my job there is to help her hang on to as much as she can. If I'm mediating it, it's to work with both parties to help them come to a fair settlement. So, but yeah, it's the tides are changing with women not necessarily being the one that's receiving the alimony or receiving the 401k assets.
That's a really interesting distinction in your role in terms of the way in which you would then be engaging with them. Do the lines tend to get blurred on their end and you have to bring them around too?
Yeah, I just walked a couple through this process, you know, and I was actually speaking to the female in the relationship. And what it boiled down to was, did she want my help and advice on what was best for her? Or did she want to have a collaborative conversation with her soon-to-be ex and figure out how to walk that path together? And after I educated her on all of the mishaps or mistakes that could be made, she decided that she was going to be better served with me serving as her counsel, her advisor, versus working with a couple together. So she pretty much said, he can go figure that out for himself. I got to protect me. And that's not always the case. Sometimes couples want to work together. So it's, but I do, I have to kind of come back and remind them, this is the role that I'm serving. So we got to stay in our lane.
And you're not there as counselor. Therapy counselor. You're
there. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I use that word lightly. I feel like I'm a therapist a lot of the time, because remember, you know, people are in such an emotional state here. It's an emotional topic. So there's always that emotion running alongside, but I have to kind of pull them back and say, pull up your big girl britches. We have to really focus on the money stuff right now.
Yeah, I love that you identify that money is emotional too, because a lot of people I think would say that it isn't, that it's mostly logical, but that's not the case.
If you think about it this way too, when somebody's thinking about divorce or getting ready to divorce, most of the time, the first person that they go hire is a divorce attorney. But it's literally the last person they need to be hiring, because divorce isn't just the legal process, it's the emotional and the financial. And those two carry a lot more burden than the legal stuff. I mean, the law is the law. It's going to be interpreted, right? And you have to have the attorney to get through the process. But without the emotional support and the financial support, it can just be a hot mess and cost you a lot more money.
Donna, you had mentioned that you have resources and different things that can help your potential clients. Do you have those available for them when they're in that exploratory phase, or does that come once they've engaged with you?
Yes, I share a lot of information on my website, so people can pull up, you know, blog posts that educate them on the process, both mental health and financial. I also have a huge resource of collaborative attorneys, mortgage brokers, real estate agents, all of the people that they would need, you know, if they do go through the process. What I try to do when I'm talking with people is not to overwhelm them with information when they're thinking about. I don't want to give them all of these resources when they're not even yet ready to make a decision. So I literally try to do the hand holding and say, okay, we know we're going to need this professional. When's the time to introduce that professional into it and get you on that path?
You're meeting them where they're at and really bringing yourself into an understanding of what's going to be the best for them in terms of how to navigate your expertise and your resources.
Right. What very well said. Yes.
we're happy to have you here, and thank you for that compliment. Mm-hmm. What else should we be tuning our listeners into when it comes to divorce? Are there any myths or misconceptions that they should be aware of?
I think people are thinking right now, because they're saying that the rate of divorce is going down, but it's only going down in a certain population. And that population is those under 35 years old. And if you think about it, you go, okay, fewer people are getting divorced. Not really. Fewer people are getting married as early as they used to. So we're delaying marriage. We're a little bit more mature when we do marry. So the fact that that number has gone down would not provide me with comfort, you know, in the fact that, oh, I probably will not get divorced. Where the number has grown exponentially is in the 50 and older. And that's a really difficult time for divorce, because a lot of people are literally retiring. You know, they've earned all they're going to earn. They only have what they have. So there's not a lot of recovery room when you divide those assets. Just understanding that, don't pay attention to the myths. Be aware of what you're going through and seek the proper expertise for you. And just, let's just not fool with the myths.
I like it that you really pulled the hood back on the statistics, and you know exactly why the rate is going down, and it's because of something that isn't necessarily intuitive to that calculation. I was thinking that you might say it had something to do with housing prices and interest rates. Do you find that financial matters like that play a role in the divorce rate?
I will tell you what I have experienced personally with my clients is that even though they're divorced, they're still living together, because interest rates are so high and they can't afford to refinance and they can't afford to buy the new home. So a lot of people, they've gone ahead with the divorce process or chosen not to divorce because they're just afraid they're not going to be able to afford anything. And that's not always the case. That's just now, because interest rates being so high and the housing market being so hot. Now, I was just going to say, and I can go in 50 different directions with every question, so keep me straight.
We love your different directions, but that is what makes the conversation so dynamic.
Oh, yeah. And those that are listening cannot physically see the glasses that you're wearing. Can we just do a little plug-in? Like, where did you find them? And how did you become aware of this new fancy trend that you have going on?
I discovered through Facebook. Y'all know how when you like something on Facebook, now you get ads for every single thing that you looked at. That happened to me, and it actually happens to be with readers. So I used to wear glasses, yeah, like real glasses all of the time. But now I have to have these little readers. And I say, well, if I'm going to wear those, they may as well be cute. So there's a company called iBobs, and they have everything, and they're very fashionable. You can get them in every size and shape and color. So that's my fun vice right now. So not quite as expensive as my shoe vice. My husband's happy with that, but I like it because everybody's going to see your face, and you know, it's just a fashion statement. So thank you.
I love that. Yeah, check out iBobs so you can have some trendy, chic, fun rogue glasses like Donna.
Donna, it's been a pleasure having you on our show today, and we are definitely in alignment as far as being able to help clients on the front end of things. It's much easier to have clarity before you go into a situation where it might be difficult to unwind decisions in the rearview mirror. And I am really glad that there are women out there who are receiving your ministry of divorce done right and having the empowerment. And it's just, I think that's a community that we all together can support each other in our different different areas of expertise and our gifts. And congratulations again on getting that book out there yesterday with the number one. And Holly, you too. I think it's neat to be able to bring you guys together and be able to maintain our goodness in the world and serving and blessing others. So Donna, thank you so much. And if you want to learn more about Donna, check out our show notes. And if you haven't already, please remember to follow us, share the episode. If you know somebody who's going through a tough time or just contemplating, share the episode and get these resources out there. And we love you all.
Maybe this episode is part of your money ministry. Bless others by sharing it with a friend and posting on social media. While you're at it, we thank you in advance for subscribing to our podcast and leaving a 5-star review.
Our money ministry is helping you design your ideal lifestyle and be a blessing to others. Get started by heading over to melissamyersgroup.com/contact. Hop onto our email list. And while you're at it, schedule your free welcome call. We'll help you get clarity about what to do next.